ionization of EII in star-forming galaxies by X-rays from cluster winds and superbubbles, by Lydia Oskinova et al. The nature of the sources powering nebular EII emission in star-forming galaxies remains debated, and various types of objects have been considered, including Wolf-Rayet stars, X-ray binaries, and population 3 stars. Modern X-ray observations show the ubiquitous presence of hot gas-filling star-forming galaxies. We use a collisional ionization plasma core to compute the specific EII ionizing flux produced by hot gas and show that if its temperature is not too high, less than 2.5 mK, then the observed levels of soft diffuse X-ray radiation could explain EII ionization in galaxies. To gain a physical understanding of this result, we propose a model that combines the hydrodynamics of cluster winds and hot superbubbles with observed populations of young massive clusters in galaxies. We find that in low metallicity galaxies, the temperature of hot gas is lower and the production rate of EII ionizing photons is higher compared to high metallicity galaxies. The reason is that the slower stellar winds of massive stars in lower metallicity galaxies input less mechanical energy in the ambient medium. Furthermore, we show that ensembles of star clusters up to 10⁻²⁰ megayears old in galaxies can produce enough soft X-rays to induce nebular EII emission. We discuss observations of the template low metallicity galaxy IZW18 and suggest that the EII nebula in this galaxy is powered by a hot superbubble. Finally, appreciating the complex nature of stellar feedback, we suggest that soft X-rays from hot superbubbles are among the dominant sources of EII ionizing flux in low metallicity star-forming galaxies. This was Ionization of EII in Star-Forming Galaxies by X-rays from Cluster Winds and Superbubbles, by Lydia Oskinova et al.